Husbands and wives have a solemn responsibility to love and care for each other and for their children. Children are an heritage of the Lord. Parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness.
We welcome you to Gospel Solutions for Families on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Matthew O. Richardson, second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency, and today I'm joined with Robin and David Beck. David is serving as the Young Men General Presidency, and Robin is his wife. I welcome both of you.
Thank you, Matt. Great to be here.
Such a pleasure. I have known you two for a little over 3 years now, and I can say that you are of the most delightful individuals that I've ever met. And perhaps one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up is not only are you delightful, but I know of your passion about spreading the good news of the gospel and helping families, young men, and just about anyone to be able to serve and to be able to enjoy the blessings of the kingdom.
Absolutely. And it's been such a blessing to serve with you, Matt. We've been inspired by your teaching and the example that you and Lisa are to us. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And as always, you're just very kind. So thank you very much. I thought it might be nice. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about the young men and specifically with fulfilling their duty to God. But I thought it would be a nice start is, since this is Gospel Solutions for Families, is just if you would really quickly introduce us to your family. I think that that's always a good foundation to see the experience individuals have and so to speak, where you're coming from.
Great. We're both from Bountiful, Utah, originally, and we actually lived in the same neighborhood as children. And our families used to go on trips together, and we really know each other for a long time now. I won't tell you how many years, but it's been a long time. Robin, do you want to share more about our family?
And we have a daughter and 3 boys and 5 grandchildren
that keep
us busy.
Oh, that is great. So you've been in the throes of family life for quite some time, both in your own marriage as well as raising children and now with grandchildren. What a great blessing that is.
It is.
And I guess in some ways, some people might say, David, that you are actually the father of a lot of young men throughout the world, so to speak.
Well, we have a great love for the hundreds of thousands of young men that hold the Aaronic priesthood. And for their families and their leaders, we pray for them morning and night.
I know that that's true. I know that that's true. Now, some people might ask, why in the world would you want to talk about fulfilling the duty to God on Gospel Solutions for Families? Why is that topic relevant for a program that's approaching everyday family living and marriage and family and trying to find solutions? Why would you talk about duty to God? So I'm just going to throw that right back to both of you and ask you for your answer on that.
In the Doctrine and Covenants, it states that for whoso is faithful unto the obtaining of these 2 priesthoods and the magnifying their calling, and then goes on to talk about the blessings. And truly, magnifying our calling is best expressed in the home. And that's true for the Aaronic and the Melchizedek priesthood. And to the degree that a young man can understand the priesthood power that he has to bless his family, it really contributes to healthy family living.
Let me build upon that or ask you to continue on that vein of thought is the priesthood power to help the family. Give me some more thoughts on that, because that's really an amazing statement, I think.
Well, the Aaronic priesthood is essentially a ministering priesthood. And so these young men at the age of 12 receive the power to be standing ministers. In other words, they are to watch over those that they love and associate with at all times and look for opportunities to help fulfill the needs and wants of those they love. And that is right in the home where it begins and where it's most frequently exercised. And that is priesthood power in the Aaronic priesthood, to minister to your parents, your siblings, to your peers and your leaders. But they spend most of their time in their home, and we should be experiencing priesthood power frequently in the home.
That's a good point. As a matter of fact, I think one of the benefits of a home is that's where real life is taking place. Sometimes, and I don't mean this the way it might sound, but sometimes in a public forum, it's a lot of talk, and it's good talk. Sometimes even in our church settings, it's a lot of good things that are taking place, but the real life is happening right there in the home, where it creates a sense of this is the way it really works. And we can talk about priesthood and priesthood quorums and across the pulpit, which we must and should be doing. But having that, as you're mentioning, in the home, that's real life, and that's where the real power comes from.
Absolutely. And present Packers emphasize the importance of having priesthood power in the home. And that isn't just the Melchizedek priesthood. That's the Aaronic priesthood also. And it becomes a great preparation for a young man in his future role as a husband and a father.
Good. Robin, what would you say to this about why this is so important to families, duty to God and power of priesthood?
Well, I think duty to God is a gift to parents. These young men have tender hearts, and they need opportunities to serve and to help. And I think two of the biggest obstacles that we have in family life and building meaningful relationships through communication and just opportunities to help and to do things around the house together. And I think there's so many opportunities in the Duty to God booklet for young men to share meaningful things that they're learning with their parents and their siblings. And one thing I've learned in my life is that when I share meaningful spiritual things with people, I'm closer to them. And I think that this Duty to God program helps young men to be able to do that with their parents.
You know, this is a good point. As a matter of fact, in research that's taking place in family studies today, is one of the things that is not taking place is connection between children and parents in any form. Some of the research is showing that the time that they have together is actually in the car where they're driving to the next event. I remember UCLA doing a study one time where they were filming families of how often they were actually in the same room together in a home. And it was staggering that it was not more than just a handful of minutes on a daily basis. And so whether we're in this physical proximity, but this sharing thing that you're talking about is not happening. Now for me, here's a fascinating thought is in the studies, when they ask the young people about this situation, they wish that they had more contact with their parents. Sometimes parents are saying, oh, they don't want to talk to us and they don't want us in their lives. But actually, the studies keep on coming back and saying, no, actually, we want you part of our lives as parents, and your influence is significant. But the sharing is not taking place.
Right. And like you said, they can even be in the same home and still be disconnected.
Yeah.
You know, if a young man are absorbed in video games or the internet, or if parents are, or music, there is a disconnect. There becomes a disconnect from our own feelings at times when we're so absorbed in other activities. And so there becomes this lack of nurturing and mentoring. And duty to God invites young men over 60 times in this booklet. They're invited to share with their parents. Like Robin said, this is such a gift to parents that a young man is encouraged in an effort to fulfill his duty to God to talk to mom and dad. Isn't that a wonderful thought?
Oh, boy. That's novel. Novel. No, that is so good. And I love the wording that you're using here. David, you said it invites. There's an invitation going on. Robin, you used the word, this is an opportunity. If nothing else, what duty to God can do within a family is that right there is an invitation to connect, invitation to share, an opportunity. I love this, and I'd like to explore this more as we're going along, an opportunity for families to have these experiences. And it's done or can be accomplished through by using these experiences in these booklets and through priesthood quorums, et cetera.
There's another relationship that's encouraged through duty to God, and that's the relationship the young man has with his Heavenly Father. And that becomes foundational to the relationship with his parents and his siblings, that he's close to Heavenly Father and being influenced by the Spirit to reach out and to serve, as Robin said, and to have experiences with his family to help them. And also, I think the young men understand that by being more involved, sharing more, that there will be a unity that comes into that home that will bless them and their family members.
This is good. So if I sense one of the things that we're saying here is that this is a core experience to the young man himself, and then it spreads almost outward. And that core comes from the connection with our Father in heaven.
Right. And the sharing with parents is one piece. And most often, that'll be informal. This can be integrated into the family experience. It's not another achievement program where we have to allocate time outside of the home necessarily to check off a list of tasks. This really can be integrated into the family experience. Mealtime discussions, family home evening, just spontaneous discussions in the car.
This is great. So wait a second. So how do I know if I'm achieving it well if I don't have something to tell me that I've done it? How do I know that I'm being successful as a parent if there's not a badge that's given to my child? I'm teasing in a sense, but this is actually very important.
No, a lot of people ask that. They're looking for that online matrix, the checklist that they can observe the progress. And what we've said is, look, just listen to your young man. This sharing is the way you assess. And it's a deeper assessment than any checklist can achieve.
This is really good. I was reading in an article last week of a fellow who has written a book on problems within society and young people. He actually calls it an epidemic. And there's an interesting line, and when you're saying this, it just came to my mind of this experience where he was saying, as parents, we go through and we say, okay, let's look at all the accolades and all the events and the things that we want our children to be part of. And then he postulates, he just starts to ask the question is, well, is this more important than this? Is this what you really want, is your child to be very good at this video game and to be able to have the opportunity to say, I have this going on, all these achievement experiences. And then the question, and this has stuck with me for the past week, I've been thinking and stewing over this experience, is where he goes, is that what you want in your child's resume, or do you want more of his heart and soul on the resume? And so the question is what can we do or help with our children to have heart and soul experiences? And boy, this is right down the alley, isn't it?
It is. And this is about behaviors. This is about disciplines, core disciplines. Duty to God is not complicated. There are not long lists of things to do. This is a very focused program. As President Eyring said when he introduced it at General Conference a couple of years ago, that it's focused and it's become strengthened because it is focused on things like studying, praying, living worthily, understanding doctrine, and serving, and inviting all to come unto Christ. Those kinds of core behaviors that are so powerful in the life of a young man who's seeking to become converted and to follow the example of the Savior.
Okay, now as a father, listening to you talk as a father, I'm thinking, okay, if I take my sons, what would I want them to be experiencing? And if there was a resume for my children, what would I want to have on that resume? Praying, being honest. Those things that you were mentioning, I'm thinking, oh, those sound so great. This is what I would like to have my children have on their heart and soul resume when it comes down to it. Simple, but profound, impactful experiences in a young man's life.
And if a father is sharing with his son his experiences as the son shares with him, it's a mutually edifying experience, and it makes the father stronger. It makes the son stronger.
This is so good. Now, with that in mind then, we're talking about this priesthood relationship, and it's so good. What about mothers? So is this – some might say, well, wait a second. This is a guy thing, and so this is fathers and sons, and it's designed only to be in this linear fashion. So Robin, what are your thoughts on this? Where does a mother fit into this relationship of helping young men learn priesthood responsibility but becoming the right type of young men?
Well, I think it starts with mothers viewing their young men as God views them. And I think that's one thing I've really learned as I've gotten into this duty to God more and just thought about my boys and how much I love them and I want them to rise to the occasion in every way. And this program, I think, helps them to – well, as a mother, I see them differently. I see them as God sees them. And there's a quote from the Duty to God book that says, Heavenly Father has great trust and confidence in you and has an important mission for you to fulfill. You are a son of God. He has restored his priesthood in our day, and he has entrusted you with the priesthood. Well, I think about 12-year-old boys being given the priesthood of God, God's power, and how we view 12-year-old boys sometimes. And I think as a mother, just being able to view them differently helps, and to see their tender hearts and realize they want to help around the house. They want to be involved in things. They want to share things with me. And some of the greatest moments of my life have been with my young men in my family, sharing scriptures and sharing spiritual things that have happened to them.
That's really good. Help me understand that a little bit better. Or what advice might we share with those that are listening? They're saying, this is so good. Okay, I want to see my sons in a different light, and I want to be able to help them to create a vision and to be able to accomplish that vision. What might we suggest to those who are saying, okay, great, I like that. How can I start in seeing them in different lights? What can I do as a mother? Okay, and I've got this 12 to 18-year-old young man, and boy, they're all over. They're bouncing on the walls. They're sometimes so compliant, and other times it seems like they're pushing back. What might we do to suggest to them to help do what you're talking about of how can we see them in different light?
Well, I think one of the things is how we build the relationships in the home.
Okay.
And one of the things we tried to do with our kids is to have like Saturday projects that we did. And it would just be things around the house that needed to be done. But during that time, we were talking to each other and we were sharing and we were working together. And it helps you to see them very capable and able. And I think that as you give them more things to do, you see that in them. You see that they're able to do things that you maybe didn't think they could do.
This is so good. As a matter of fact, this is one thing when you look at the advancing of society is with technology blessing our lives. One of the things that is starting to disappear is mentoring. In the early days, everything was done by apprenticeship, where you had young women working by side of their mothers in the home, being able to conduct and do just basic tasks. Men and sons were working in the fields or wherever it might be. The point being, it wasn't so much what they were doing, the fact that there was mentoring going on. I like what you're saying is working side by side, getting to know, exploring and seeing new possibilities and confidences that are done parent and child.
You know, the Lord always has a view of things that we need to always work on achieving it ourselves. I think there are two things I'd mention. One is to the degree that parents can understand the Aaronic priesthood, really a mother and a father studying what it really is and the power it has, I think that transforms your view of the young men that possess that power. And so that would be one thing I would encourage parents to do is really study the Aaronic priesthood. It's one of the two grand heads of the priesthood.
That's great. Where would you suggest that they go to start that studying to be able to make it a meaningful experience?
Well, the scriptures and Doctrine and Covenants is full of beautiful scriptures. You know, section 13, section 20, section 84, section 107, 121, 124, all those great priesthood sections that talk about the Aaronic priesthood to a high level of detail, actually, and show the role of the Aaronic priesthood. Heavenly Father knew that for most of this dispensation, the Aaronic priesthood would be given to young men. He knew that back in 1830 and when all those great sections were given. And he views young men in a wonderful, inspiring way. And to the degree that we can understand the power he's given them, I think it does help us view them that way. The other thing I'd say is, like you said, Matt, working with them. And Robin mentioned this, how you see they really are able to do great things. And so it's not sending them off to do these tasks or to get things done. It's like section 84, verse 106. And if any man among you be strong in the spirit, let him take with him him that is weak. Take with him that he may be edified in all meekness, that he may become strong also. Take him with you. Work, be by his side and work with him.
I can't help but think of one of my favorite songs as a child, which has actually become more meaningful to me now as an adult, which is I Am a Child of God. There's such an interesting relationship factor there. Lead me, guide me. Then this is what you were saying. Walk beside me. Help me find the way. Help me find the way. Teach me all that I must do. So sometimes in this parent-leader relationship, it's let me do it for you. Let's get those young men. We'll do this for you. Here's your duty to God. Let me do your duty for you. But it's help me find the way. Help me know what I must do to live with him someday.
Right.
You know, I think that's why a list isn't so great, because then as mothers and fathers, we can help them do their lists sometimes.
Yeah.
And in this program, you can't do that. It's to their becoming inside of them. And one of the things I love is that there are like examples in the book about like in physical fitness for a dad to be able to exercise with his son and go bike riding or something and do something that helps them bond together. There's one thing in nutrition where it asks the boys to prepare three meals for their family. So what a great opportunity to do that with your mom and have that opportunity of bonding and
that's
talking.
That's really good.
They really can make a difference in their homes. And we see that. We're seeing that all across the world. There's a young man in Africa who made an individual plan to study the Book of Mormon with his inactive father. And what came of that? Father's fully active today. There's another young man whose father wasn't a member of the church, and this young man as he sought to know God's will for him, and that's one of the great strengths of duty to God now, is it becomes highly relevant to your individual circumstances. But this young man prayed and pondered and felt like his duty to God was to study the Book of Mormon with his father, who wasn't a member of the church. Within weeks, that father was taking the missionary discussions and is now a member of the church.
That is so good. I think of an experience when you're mentioning that is I'm flooded with thoughts of young men who are stepping up and acting almost as adults. They become almost the fathering experience because they have this power. They're learning what they must be doing, and then they are actually going out and doing the very best they can. For example, a young man, only member of his church, finds out about family home evening program in a priesthood quorum and is like, what is this exactly? Learns about what family home evening is, starts to think about it. He goes home and he shares with his family and says, there's this really neat thing in our church called family home evening. Would you like to do that? They are not having any of that. No, what is this? No, I don't want to do this at all. And yet he went through and he said, we're going to do this in our family. And he said, you're welcome to come every Monday night. I'm going to have family home evening in my bedroom. And if you would like to come to family home evening, please come. And he would, bless his heart, this is the part I loved about the story when he's telling this, is he would have family home evening all by himself. He would invite everyone all by himself in his bedroom. And then eventually mom would come in and say, well, what are you, show me what you're doing in here. He said, this is what I'm doing. It's what he had learned in a church setting, but somehow it got into his heart and he felt that it was his responsibility to help his family. Bless his heart. He's taking almost a patriarchal role in being able to invite family. And little by little, family starts to go through and they had to move out of his bedroom into their living room, a little larger quarters, because they started to attend. This is powerful stuff of differences young men can make when they see the vision of what they can do, if given the opportunity.
I think Robin made a really good point about finding opportunities to integrate. That's a key word, integrate duty to God into the family experience. You don't have to create necessarily more than integrate. And I think mothers, wouldn't that be music to a mother's ear?
Yes, definitely.
A busy mother who has more on her plate than she can handle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, giving a young man the opportunity to teach in a family home evening setting, I think, is wonderful, you know, because they're learning things and they need to have that outlet to be able to teach and to share. And being able to, you know, ask your son to serve in your home and fulfill one of the duties in duty to God. I mean, it's just there for you as a gift to help you have those interactions with your kids and help them to rise up.
That's really good. One of the things that might be helpful as I'm listening to you two talk about this is it would be good for parents to know what's actually in the Duty to God booklet and to read through it. I hope this sounds appropriate, is I think that that's important to understand even if you don't have young men in your home, is to go through and look at that. I have been blessed by reading through Personal Progress as far as that would be, even when working with my sons as far as that goes. So knowing what's in there, it is a treasure trove of great ideas to use in family setting, not just in a priesthood thing. So knowing what's in there is a critical element for parents.
It is, and we have the online version, dutytogod.lds.org, where parents can go and the booklet's online. There are also videos that give an explanation about duty to God and great stories of young men who are fulfilling their duty to God. And in a recent worldwide leadership training, a young man from Gilbert, Arizona was featured, Spencer Zimmerman. What wasn't stated in the leadership training was that Spencer, as the Deacons Quorum president, was seeking to know his duty to God. He was using his Duty to God book, and he realized that he needed, as a Deacons Quorum president, to be of service to his quorum members. And he saw Dayton Hayward, a young man who has cerebral palsy, and Spencer wrote down a plan, a goal, to take Dayton on a triathlon with him. And that was shared with the whole world just a few weeks ago in leadership training. And that was a young man seeking to fulfill his duty to God.
You know, I'm glad that you bring that up for the example, because it's so powerful, the example. But there's an underlining element there that you were saying, and I love this. As a matter of fact, this is one of my favorite parts of the entire booklet. It's the cover. It's the cover. So on the cover in large print, it says Duty to God for Aaronic Priesthood Holders. my favorite part is the line right – it's in small writing right on the top, fulfilling my duty to God. This isn't just, okay, here's the duty. It's and I like what you're saying with Spencer is he was seeking to fulfill his duty to God, his duty to God, and finding ways to be able to do that. And so I love that, and I think that's so inspiring actually, fulfilling my duty to God and finding that.
Right, and we love who we serve, don't we? To the degree that we know God's will for us in our lives and we seek to serve him and to serve our families and others, these young men will develop a compassion, a love for those they serve, and they'll draw nearer to them through that service.
That's so good. And as a parent's role in helping and nurturing children, it seems that that's their major responsibility. Help them to find their role, their way in this experience, to see the capabilities that they can do, provide them with opportunities to grow in ways that God would have them grow. For me as a parent, and I'm sure you could chime in on this one, this has been one of the greatest experiences in my life. And I didn't see this one coming because I thought as a parent, what we do is we get this lump of clay and we kind of mold them and we build children the way we want them to look, etc. and stuff. But it's been a humbling and a wonderful experience to see the things in, for example, my children that I didn't really see before, and to help them find their way in that. And that's my role, is to just give them opportunity to find that on their own and to nurture that. And it seems to me that this is what duty to God is doing, is helping parents to do exactly that with young men, help them find their way.
I was just going to say, one of the greatest experiences that I've had is watching my children recognize how to receive personal inspiration and revelation. And I think duty to God is just so great for that, because they're asked to use a study journal and write down things. And as I've watched my boys as they've shared things with me that they've written down and things that they've thought of that they can do differently in their lives, it's just so thrilling.
That's so good.
There's a scripture in Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, that says, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause and do many things of their own free will and bring to pass much righteousness, for the power is in them. And duty to God honors that agency, that they can do many things of their own free will and bring to pass much righteousness. And as you said, Matt, as parents, you discover that there is something there if we'll just unleash through their agency, that power that's in them to bring to pass much righteousness. And so that's a discipline that's been built into duty to God. They will make their own plans.
And as a matter of fact, that is a timely discipline that is needed, if not ever before, now is needed more, is a situation where young men seem to be not engaging in life as much, is the opportunity to be anxiously engaged in life and appropriate living. Well, thank you for your comments. Sadly, we are out of time, at least for this episode. We would like to continue our discussion of how we can help fulfilling my duty to God really be front and center in helping families find solutions to everyday living. I appreciate your comments, and I invite our listeners to join us again as we talk more about fulfilling my duty to God. This is Gospel Solutions for the Families on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.